Friends, we have discussed about the venture capital fund financing. Now we are specifically discussing about the foreign venture capital funds investment in India. Only specific regulations, because there are some different regulations are there in place for the foreign venture capital funds in India. Typically taking into consideration some of the points such as what is the foreign venture capital, then registration of the foreign venture capital conditions, then Indian venture capital funds undertaking and venture capital funds, as well as investment conditions for the foreign venture capital funds into India, general obligations and responsibility of the foreign venture capital funds, as well as RBI guidelines on foreign venture capital, including taxation and exit strategy, which are the regulations taking into consideration issued by the SEBI as well as Reserve Bank of India. To introduce the foreign venture capital, we can very well take into consideration about the status of the investment into India by venture, the foreign investors. And there has been a quite increase in this portfolio and in the venture capital investment, resulting in the favorable amendment in the rules which are governing the investment to enhance the effective trade relationship between India and the foreign countries. The investment by the foreign investor in Indian venture capital undertaking and the venture capital funds are governed by the Foreign Exchange Management Act regulations and the Securities and Exchange Board of India regulations. The foreign country investing in the venture capital in India is also called as Foreign Venture Capital Fund regulations. In terms of the foreign venture capital funds, it has been defined, FVCI, it has been defined under the SEBI regulations of 2000, which means that an investment or investor, an investor incorporated and established outside India, which proposes to make an investment in venture capital funds or venture capital undertaking in India and is registered under FVCI regulation, that is Foreign Venture Capital of India investment regulations, is called the foreign venture capital. Therefore, it is mandatory for the foreign venture capital investor that it should have got itself registered with SEBI before it proceeds to make investment in venture capital or venture capital undertaking. According to the definition given in the Foreign Exchange Management Transfer and Issue of Securities by Person Resident Outside India Regulation 2000, and FVCI means the investor incorporated and established outside India and which proposes to invest money in venture capital which is registered with the SEBI in India. From the definition, there are three requirements to be satisfied by the foreign venture capital investor before it can make an investment in venture capital companies in India. It should have been incorporated and established in any country outside India. It should be registered in the country, host country. It should be willing to make an investment in venture capital funds or venture capital undertaking in India in accordance with the SEBI regulations, and it should have got itself registered with SEBI also. So, three things. One, he should be registered in the his host country. Second thing, his intent to invest in foreign venture capital in India or venture capital undertaking. And third thing, it has to also got registered with the SEBI in India. Such a foreign venture capital investment can be in the form of company, which is including a body corporate or trust. Registration and the foreign venture capital conditions. What are the basic requirements for getting the foreign investor to register into India as per the SEBI guidelines? Before foreign investor can obtain a certificate of registration as foreign venture capital fund from SEBI, it has to satisfy certain conditions, which consist of some of these conditions which are to be considered by the SEBI are the applicant's track record, professional competence, fairness and integrity of application, its financial soundness, then a prior experience, and whether applicant is fit and proper person in accordance with the SEBI laid down criteria. It has to be seen that whether the applicant has got the necessary approval from RBI for making investment in India or not. This is the additional condition in addition to the SEBI approved conditions. Once the SEBI is assured that the applicant satisfies all the conditions which are under Regulation 4, it can proceed to grant the registration to the application for FVCI, allowing him to make an investment in the Indian venture capital or Indian venture capital undertaking in accordance with the applicable rules and regulations. This depends upon the discretion of the SEBI, which can be imposed suitably terms and conditions upon the application, that is before it is recognized as foreign venture capital institution or investor. After an investor has been recognized and registered as a FVCI by SEBI, it has to seek a further approval from Reserve Bank of India under FEMA, that is Foreign Exchange Management Act. Such a FVCI can apply to RBI for the general permission through the SEBI to invest in Indian venture capital undertaking as well as venture capital funds in a scheme which is floated by the venture capital funds. The definition of venture capital funds and venture capital undertaking are given both in Foreign Exchange Management Act. The definitions are almost similar in nature, except the fact that the SEBI regulations uses the term VCU, whereas Foreign Exchange Management Act regulation uses the term IVCU. Joint reading of both these regulations explains the terms venture capital funds and venture capital undertaking in following manner. Let us understand what is IVCU, that is Indian Venture Capital Undertaking. IVCU means the company which is incorporated in India, whose shares are not listed on recognized stock exchange in India and which is not engaged in any activity which is specified under the negative list specified by SEBI. Another point is IVCU is generally a newborn private company which is yet to establish itself and is in the need of funds and experienced advice and support, which will be provided by the foreign venture investors. What is venture capital fund? We have already discussed, but again refresh it. It is a fund which is established in the form of the trust or a company, including the body corporate, and registered with the SEBI under SEBI Act 1996, and which has dedicated pool of funds or capital raised in the manner which is specified, issued by the regulation by the SEBI, which invest in venture capital undertaking in accordance with the said regulation. The venture capital fund is also allowed to make an investment in venture capital undertaking subject to the provision of SEBI regulations of venture capital fund regulations. Therefore, foreign venture capital investors that has got registered with SEBI as such has been permitted by the Reserve Bank of India to make the investment in India can make investment either in IVCO or either in or in venture capital fund. FVCI that has been permitted by the RBI to make an investment in IVCO or VSEF can make an investment by purchasing an equity or the debentures of IVCO or VCF. Equity linked instruments means it includes the instruments that are later convertible into equity shares or the shares and warrants and preference shares or debentures and convertible into equity. These investments can, though through the initial public offer, that is IPO or private placement in unit scheme funds to set up by the VCF. But FVCI registered with the SEBI and permitted by the RBI can make an investment only in those IVCO or VCF that are also registered with the SEBI under respective SEBI regulations. Investment conditions for foreign venture capital funds. FVCI registered with the FVCI is permitted to make the investment in the following manner. How? An FVCI can invest all of its funds into the domestic venture capital fund. A registered FVCI is allowed to invest up to 100% of its funds to VCF and registered under the SEBI venture capital fund regulations. It has also to invest at least 66.67%, that is 2/3 of its investable funds into unlisted equity shares or equity linked instruments of venture capital undertaking. It can invest only 33.33%, that is 1/3 of its funds and not more, by subscribing to the IPO of adventure capital undertaking and whose shares are proposed to be listed, that is unlisted equity, unlisted companies, investing in the debt and the debt instruments of VCF provided it has already invested by way of equity in such a VCU, and preferential allotment of the equity shares of a listed company subject to lock-in period of 1 year. Investment by subscription to the purchase in equity shares and equity linked securities, which are financially weak listed companies and industrial weak companies, that condition also required to be fulfilled by FVCI. Then investment by way of subscription to the purchase in special purpose vehicle, that is SPVs, created for the purpose of facilitating promoting investment in accordance with these regulations of the SEBI. FVCI have a fixed life cycle, and every FVCI making an investment in IVCO or VCF has to mandatorily disclose the life cycle of its funds before making any investment. So it should be predetermined and pre-disclosed. It has a further disclosed that the investment strategies to the SEBI before it makes an investment into India. General obligations and the responsibilities of the foreign venture capital funds in India. Every foreign venture capital investor shall maintain a period of 8 years book of account records documents which shall give true and the fair picture of the state of affairs of the foreign venture capital investors. This is the first condition, and it's a general conditions only. He shall intimate to the board in writing the place where the books, records and documents are being maintained. Then the board may also at any time call for any information, and it is obligatory for FVCF to provide the same with respect of any matter relating to its activity. Foreign venture capital investor or the global custodian acting on behalf of the foreign venture capital investment shall enter into an agreement with the Indian company where a domestic custodian to act as a custodian of the securities for foreign venture capital investor. The tie-up arrangement has to be in place to appoint as a custodian to hold the securities after investment. he shall ensure that the domestic custodian takes steps for, number one, monitoring of investment of the foreign venture capital investment in India, furnishing the periodic report to the board, then furnishing such information that may be called for by the board, and he shall appoint a branch or the bank approved by the RBI and designate the bank for opening the foreign currency denominated account for the specific non-resident rupee account for the purpose of investment. RBI guidelines for foreign venture capital funds. In order to further liberalize the rationalization of investment regime of the country, the FECI has been issued, RBI has issued certain guidelines for investment by FECI under FEMA, that is Foreign Exchange Management Act, and as per this amendment, certain regulations has been placed by SEBI also. So the RBI guidelines will be in the form of, say, certain regulations which are placed. This consists of, number one, an equity or equity linked insurance instruments or debt instrument which are issued by an Indian company whose shares are not listed on recognized stock exchange at the time of its issuance are said securities or instruments and the engaged in any of the following sector. These are some of the companies where the shares are not listed and investment is permitted. Biotechnology, IT related, then non-technology, seed research, research, dairy industry, poultry, production, biofuels, hotels come conventional centers, infrastructure sectors, etc. These are some of the regulations as far as new investment opportunities are concerned for the foreign venture capital. Equity or equity linked instruments are the debt instruments which are issued by the Indian startup irrespective of the sectors in which the startup is engaged, which consist of a startup. We have already seen what the startup means. Then in that also Indian rupees 25 crores, I mean whatever startup what we were discussed about, that the condition for the startup is Indian rupees 25 crores annual turnover it requires, and this normally is eligible for getting the investment by the foreign venture capital funds into them. But condition is that whenever the proposal is submitted, they should ensure that their net worth is at least minimum 25 crores. Then units of the venture capital funds or the category of alternate investment fund, that is AIF, which satisfy the norms, or the units of the scheme of the funds which are set up by venture capital funds or by category of AIF, they are also permitted to attract or receive the foreign venture capital investment. Other salient features of the revised regulatory framework are as under, that FECI may open the foreign currency account, one in rupee, foreign currency also, as well as a rupee account with a designated branch of the authorized dealer bank in India, which proposes to make a transaction only and exclusively under the schedule. The consideration for all the investment by the foreign venture capital shall be paid out of the inward remittances from the abroad through the normal banking channel out of the sale or maturity proceeds of the income generated from investment which is already made by the foreign venture capital investors. There will be no restriction on the transfer of any security or instrument held by the FECI to any person resident into outside country. An entity which is receiving the investment from the FECI will be required to report the investment in mutatis mutandis in the form FCGPR and the necessary charges in the EBIS portal, and necessary changes in the EBIS portal is being made and the separate instruction will be issued by in due course. Till such time, the reporting requirement as hitherto shall continue to the Reserve Bank of India by concerned AD bank, where the foreign venture capital fund is registered and has maintaining the account of in foreign currency as well as special foreign currency, special rupee account for investment by them. Taxation is also another part that is also playing an important role. Under the Section 90 of the Income Tax Act, a non-resident assessee, which is based in the country which has India has double taxation avoidance agreement, may be opt for taxed either under the Income Tax Act or a DTA, whichever is more beneficial by them. Under Section 10 of Income Tax Act, any income of registered FVCI is also exempted from the paying the income tax. The FVCI can carry on the business in India through a permanent establishment in India, and yet its entire income would be tax free. On the other hand, the FVCI which opts to be taxed under the DTAA and it has a permanent establishment in India, its Indian income will not be tax free and the tax will be levied to them. The tax exemption under the Section 1023FB has to be read with the Section 115U of the Income Tax Act, which confers the pass-through status of SEBI-registered venture capital funds, venture funds. Investor in such a funds would be liable to tax in respect of their income which is received by them from the foreign venture capital investor in the same manner as it would have been had for the investor invested directly in the venture capital undertaking. In other words, the income earned by FVCI by way of dividend, interest or capital gain upon distribution would continue to retain the same character in the hands of investor, and investors are liable for the taxability. This brings us a question as to what is the nature of income which is derived by FVCI from its Indian investments. While dividend declared by the Indian company is a tax-free in the hands of the recipient, the including an FVCI, the gain an FVCI would make upon exit from the Indian investment was so far regarded as a capital gain? That is the question. However, the authority of advance ruling has held that the profits made by the private equity fund or venture capital fund should be taxed as a business profit and not as a capital gain. A non-resident investor in foreign venture capital investment therefore liable to pay the Indian Income Tax Act, Indian Income Tax on what they receive from the FVCI business profits. India is a signatory to the Vienna Convention, and on the law of treaties, therefore, tax treaties have a special status to compare to the domestic tax legislation, and it would be prevail unless there is an express specific domestic provision to override the treaty regulations. Accordingly, non-resident investor in foreign venture capital who receives a dividend from FVCI is entitled to characterize as the same as divided under DTAA, and by opting to be taxed under DTAA and not under Income Tax Act. Due to its very recent enactment, obviously there is no precedent or case of law, and therefore it is not improbable that the Indian tax authority may contend that the investor is not entitled to the DTAA benefit in view of section 115U and is liable to pay the tax on the business profits in India. Tax planning structure could be worked out to protect against such an eventuality. However, the remote chances of it is very, very remote. Exit strategy. This is the last strategy and last stage of foreign venture capital funds. Exit strategy is a method by which the venture capitalist business owner intend to get out of the investment which they have made into made in the past by them. In other words, the exit strategy is a way of cashing out an investment. Example includes the initial public offer or it is being out by the larger players in the industry. It is also referred as to harvest strategy or liquidity event. As a special exemption has been carved out by FECIs, and as much as the FECI may acquire or sell to its Indian shares, convertible debentures, units or any other investment at a price that is mutually acceptable by both the parties, and thus there are no entry or exit pricing restriction as such at the time of exit by foreign venture capital. With this, we completed our discussion on foreign venture capital financing in India. Thank you very much.